Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Well, I'm pleased to say my guest has arrived in the studio. So as part of Phoenix FM's Brentwood in Business Month, we've been inviting different Brentwood businesses in to tell us a bit about what they do. And today it's the turn of Matt Barry from Blue Serif. Hello, Matt.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Welcome along. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So you work locally. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your business and what you do, please.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. So we're a local creative agency. We've actually just recently moved from the centre of Brentwood to Shenfield.
Oh, okay.
So still very much in the heart of the community. But we're a full-service creative agency doing a whole range of creative and marketing solutions, from branding to advertising, digital solutions like designing websites, helping produce social media content, and designing event stand graphics and brochures and all things like that. So basically helping to promote brands and give them a visual representation.
Yeah, quite a wide range of things that you cover there. Can you tell us about some of your clients and what you've done for them?
Yeah, sure. So it's quite a varied mix, and I think that's one of the things that we love about it, is that as an agency, we've attracted a wide variety of clients, and they stem from small startups, you know, someone just wanting to create a new business, or they've got a product that they're wanting to launch, to some of the world's leading brands. So we work, for example, with the likes of Sony and On The Market. So we're very lucky with the whole range of organisations that we work with.
Yeah, so it's not just local businesses. That's brilliant. So what are the benefits of using a company like yours? I mean, I tried to design a logo once and it looked like a three-year-old kid had done it. So, you know, obviously you can do much better than that. Tell us what the benefits are for your customers.
Well, there's a number of aspects to it. When it comes to branding, quite often people think that it's just the logo. And maybe, you know, they stick it on a website and then, you know, they'll get a brochure designed. But it's so much more than that. A brand is made up of many elements. It's not just the logo. You quite often have what we call a visual brand identity as well, and a visual brand language. And that's, you know, those goes down to the colour palettes that you use, the fonts, the graphical devices that are used. And the important aspect of that is we're aware of that, and we create that, and we create a foundation for a brand and organisation to then have consistency throughout all of their collateral that they use to promote, so that eventually, you know, there is real awareness of the brand by their target market, not just by the logo, but by all these other elements.
Yeah, sure, colour and everything else. Yeah, fantastic. So how long have you been here? How long have you traded in the borough? And what have you found are the benefits of trading here?
So we've had the offices since, I've got to think now, 2015.
Right.
We've had sort of 7 years of practising in the borough. And it's been great. Before that, I was working for agencies, and a lot of my colleagues were working for agencies around the country, but also mostly in London. So it is quite different to that sort of London environment. But as we all know, things have changed a lot over the last few years.
Yeah.
And we were already set up, funnily enough, to have hybrid working, to have flexible working hours. So for us, it hasn't hugely changed the way that we work. But with that also comes attracting new talent, and I think being aware and making people aware that there is, you know, a leading creative agency in the borough, not only from businesses to use and use our services, but also for new creative talent to come through, and it may be someone who's working in an agency or another business elsewhere, but actually building up that creative hub locally is something that we're really keen on, and something that we've found that digging under the surface in Brentwood, there's a lot of creativity.
Right.
And it's about coaxing that out and making people aware that actually we are sitting on a real hub of creative talent.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely marvellous. So what about engaging with the local community? How important is that to you?
Well, that's really important. As I was sort of alluding to earlier, without the engagement with the local community, you don't get the awareness of our own organisation, and therefore we also don't get the awareness that there are those services available. And I think to have an agency on your doorstep that you can go and, you know, walk into and talk to and be able to liaise and talk about, you know, your branding and marketing projects, I think that's really, really important. Mm. But another side of it is we do a lot of engagement with various educational establishments. So whether it's running work experience programs, we also like to go into schools and give talks and talk about our sector and our industry. And that's really important. But we also have a bit of fun. Our name's fairly unique. Yeah. And a lot of people in the past have mistaken it for Blue Sheriff.
Right.
And a number of your listeners may well have already seen him. He's got his own Instagram account.
Oh, right.
And he gets up to all kinds of mischief. And it's a bit of fun. Again, it's another way of bringing across our personality and making us a little bit memorable. But over the last, I think about 4 or 5 years, every Christmas we do a sort of community campaign where he goes and does silly things, and for the number of likes on social media, he gets engaged, and we actually donate money to various charities, local charities. So it's a way of a kind of us engaging, having a bit of fun, but also sort of looking to give back to the community as well, because we're all here to support each other. It doesn't matter if we're working on clients that are the other side of the world. We're you know, it's getting involved with the community gives you fresh ideas and gives you that sense of belonging, and
yeah,
that's really important to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, excellent. Well, now, so you mentioned the name Blue Sheriff. I know what a serif is, I think. It's a print character, isn't it?
So that's it. It's part of a typeface.
Yes. So why Blue Sheriff?
Well, I think blue is one of my favourite colours. So,
okay. That's good enough.
That was easy.
That's good enough. Yeah.
And then I think serif is quite, it's short, it's unique, and it's also relevant to what we did. And I think, I mean, I actually created the name long before I properly set the company up.
Right.
And just as a way of just, you know, getting something into company's house, and it's stuck ever since.
Yeah, well, it's catchy. I quite like it. It's good, yeah. So, what would you like to see in the borough moving forward to help keep it a great place for your business to continue to trade?
Well, I think there are lots of different business hubs, communities, networks, and that's fantastic. And there are you know, organisations like the Chamber and also the Council have really heavily promoted to bring the businesses together. And I think one of the big successes has been the showcase, which is coming up in a few weeks' time on the 5th of October. And that's brilliant. I mean, it was great last year because it was probably the first chance that a lot of businesses were getting together face to face. But I think that continued support, from a fairly selfish point of view, from our organisation, I'm very keen on promoting the creative sector. Mm-hmm. As I said, there's a lot of creative talent there, and it would be great to see a group of creative organisations and businesses kind of collaborating more with educational establishments. We've got some fantastic schools and talent in the borough. And I'd like to see them see Brentwood as a real viable place for creative industries, so that they know they've got options there for all of those young creatives out there that, you know, want to pursue a career. They don't have to go to London or to the other bigger cities. There's actually a vibrant creative community locally. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I'd like to see more promotion of. The council have been very responsive to discussions we've had, and there's a few ideas in the melting pot that we're hoping to come to fruition. So I'll be hoping to push that a bit more as well.
Yeah, well, that's all good all round, isn't it? It's good for the environment, less travelling going on and all that. It's very good indeed. Right, well, so if anyone is interested in getting in touch with you, could you give us some contact details, please?
Yes, certainly. Well, the easiest thing is just go to the internet, search blueseraph.co.uk, and you'll get our website up. You'll see all about us. You know, you'll see some information about the team, about all of the work that we do, all of the areas that we work in, and obviously they can get in touch through that as well. There is also obviously social media. Again, just search Blue Seraph and it'll come up.
Lovely. Well, we'll put links to some of that on our website later on today, along with a little recording of our chat today. So thank you very much for coming in, Matt. That's brilliant. That's Matt Berry. I beg your pardon, Matt Barry. Of Blue Seraph. I got it right in the end.
No problem. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you.
Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.